Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to Point of View. Welcome to this Youth Day. And for many of you who've been at home, I'm really curious if you took the time to, you know, to reflect on what this day means. Have you been listening to all the rallies? Have you been watching? What did you make of them? In fact, I think I was able to catch up with three of them, maybe a little bit of the IFP, but I was able to catch up with the MK Party's rally. They were launching their Youth League today. I was able to catch up with the EFF. They too were in KZN. Interesting. And I was able to catch up with the vice president as well, giving his speech as well in Potchefstroom. So we will, at some point, if I have time, I'll give you a sense of what he had to say. But really, really interesting. And what stood out for me was him speaking about what he says is a moral crisis of unemployment. And I think it's quite a strong word. The question is, what does that mean? And how is this nation going to deal with a moral crisis of unemployment? He's obviously also asked the young people to be a part of the national dialogue. So I'll see. We'll see if we have time to bring you that speech that the Deputy President, Paul Mashatile, gave earlier on today in Potchefstroom. And, geez, if you've been watching what's been happening over the international media, we have Iran State Media Television being hit by a bomb while the presenter was live on air. It's incredible. Incredible footage. I don't know if you've been watching, but this has happened maybe a few minutes ago. In fact, escalations of that conflict between Israel and Iran, and Iran now saying Israel is going to regret that action. So obviously you've had a war of words there, where the one says we are going to get you and the other one saying we're going to get you there. The G7 is also underway. President Cyril Ramaphosa is there. So we'll unpack all of that with Dr. Kingsley Makubela, who usually helps us with a lot of this diplomatic discussions. The young people had a gathering in Parliament just about 3 days ago. We'll talk to them and what that Parliament gathering meant to them. It's different political parties, and we'll talk to them as well. I just want to get to this story. I don't know if you remember a few days ago where the deputy minister, and in fact it was also the provincial commissioner, who said he was disappointed at the community in El Dorado Park. It was on the back of what seemed to be tensions between the police and the community members. Unfortunately, what has happened in the past 24 hours is that we have three people who've been shot and killed. I think it's just outside a mosque. I just wanted to get a sense of how the mood is right now and what to be done about this senseless killing. El Dorado Park Ward 18 councillor, Juwairia Khaldeen, we've spoken to her before. We just were concerned about what's happening in Elders this evening. A very good evening to you.
Hi, Pumelo. Thank you for having me.
Just maybe give us a sense of, first of all, what the mood is like at the moment.
It's very tense, I must say. And I like what you said, the deputy minister mentioning his disappointment in the community of El Dorado Park. I ask myself today, why is it that every time a minister visits this community, we are having senseless killing? Mm. So you come here with your entourage, you leave this community with your bodyguards and all your police, and we have death. When the Deputy Minister of Police visited El Dorado Park, we had six senseless killings. On Saturday, we had the Minister of Justice visit El Dorado Park, and immediately after, we had nine killings. So from the nine, four are deceased, one is critically in hospital, and the others are still unknown at this point.
What's your understanding of why these killings happen after such, you know, high-profile individuals come visit the community?
What's currently on the ground is that it could be a possible Uber hijacking. Others are saying it's not, and others are saying it's gang-related. You know, Pumelo, we've been fighting this thing for the longest of time. We have a station commander who does not have an open-door policy. We have law enforcement members who believe that they are the law, and they are not enforcing the law. We are all guided by a constitution, especially when you are drawing a salary from government. When you are a government employee and you are earning a salary with taxpayers' money. You are guided by a constitution and a code of conduct. But unfortunately, in El Dorado Park, and we're always on the news for the wrong reasons, there is no form of law and order in this community, unfortunately.
The station commander issue, I thought it was resolved.
Unfortunately, it wasn't resolved. But what I can tell you is that the station commander is currently being investigated by the Hawks.
Okay. So that issue was not resolved. Even after all those many days of protests and sitting-ins, it wasn't resolved. They didn't change the station commander.
100 days camping outside of the police station from the Yes Movement. Yes, it's elders again. Unfortunately, to date, for the last 4 years since the arrival of Brigadier Maluleka, he has not called an imbizo in this community or a public meeting. Community members don't even know who the station commander is. They just know that there is, unfortunately, no service delivery from this station commander.
Where does that leave the community? If the tensions between yourselves and the police are not ironed out, and one understands, I mean, we've had many conversations where part of the problem is that you do feel that the police themselves, you know, have a relationship with gang members, and they always work alongside gang members, and there really isn't cooperation from them to assist the community in general. Is that still the sentiment?
That's all the sentiment, and it's indeed true. They are related, or there is a relationship between the criminals, and that is why, and this is one of the questions to the Minister of Justice, we need to look into Cliptown Court, Protea Court, as well as Lanesha Court, because there's definitely some form of corruption when it comes to investigating officers and when it comes to these cases. How is it that a criminal who's charged with a Schedule 6 offense is now the next day? A Schedule 6 offense does not allow you, under the Constitution of South Africa, for you to be granted bail. You need to go, you get arrested, you then get sent to San City, and you then have to apply for a bail application. But the very next day after you have been arrested for attempted murder or a murder charge, the same criminals are on the streets again. So you ask yourself, are the police officers or the members of El Dorado Park staff, are they the law or are they enforcing the law? You still question this to date. We have gone to SANDF offices in Lanesha and we have requested that the army be deployed to El Dorado Park. But unfortunately, only one person can make that call, and that's the president. And we are sitting with a state of disaster, because actually a national disaster. In another country, one life lost is a disaster. In El Dorado Park, every weekend, there's 3 to 4 lives being lost in this community.
Well, one of the reasons that there's been pushback around the deployment of SANDF is that there's always others are saying, well, it's not sustainable. You cannot keep them there forever. There needs to be an address, you know, that deal. We need to address the core issues. And as soon as the SANDF come in, yes, the issue will die down maybe periodically. When they go, it will come back up again.
We also requesting that police stations have a rotation. We don't want the same officers because they tend to get comfortable. Once they are comfortable, there's no interest in them doing their jobs and in them serving the community. But it seems like it's falling on deaf ears. The community is saying, what I can tell you what's being said on the ground currently is that one day people are going to wake up and stop the station commander from entering the police station or the members of El Dorado Park staff, because right now, we are on our own. We don't have a law enforcement. We have on numerous occasions even said that El Dorado Park staff cannot service an entire area such as El Dorado Park, Naturina, Freedom Park, Slovo Park, as well as a portion of Cliff Street. You find that the area is too big for them to control. They are under-resourced. They don't have enough manpower. They don't have enough vehicles to be servicing this area. I mean, the station commander told the acting premier, MEC Maile, when he was standing in for Premier Lesofi, that he doesn't remember when last they were shooting in El Dorado Park of gang violence. So if he doesn't remember when last they were shooting, it's clear that the residents in El Dorado Park, as well as myself, as the council, is delusional with the shooting that's taking place.
What's the way forward? As you see it as community members, what's the way forward? In the immediate interim, what is the way forward?
We are saying that we don't want deputy ministers visiting. We are asking that Senzo come to El Dorado Park and Senzo do the necessary. We are saying that Senzo needs to address the president, and we need to have some form of intervention when it comes to El Dorado Park. If they're going to bring members from out of the area, deploy to this community, then that is what they have to do. But we need law enforcement that's going to enforce the law. We cannot have law enforcement that are scared of criminals or that are working with criminals.
Look, you know, our hearts go out to the families and condolences to them and to you as well as a community. But thank you very much for talking to us. And I'm sure, you know, your calls will not fall on deaf ears. At some point, someone will do something. El Dorado Park, Ward 18, Councillor Kaldeen Ijuweria. We've spoken to her before, but clearly things are not getting better in El Dorado Park, as this is obviously on the back of three young people being shot outside a mosque. But she says there were nine others that were shot over the weekend as well. One is critical in hospital, others dead. And so, yeah, it's not looking good. They're calling for the Minister of Police to come to them. Not the deputy, but the minister himself. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on the story.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.